Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's, we help you save.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 5th to the 8th of May 2025. How are you all? Are you all having a good week so far? Joining me today is Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hello. I'm all right, thank you. How are you this week,
Ree? I'm all right, thanks. I don't sound like that, by the way.
No, you don't. You've got a perfectly normal sort of RP accent, haven't you? Absolutely.
I have, yes.
Aye. So, any updates, Ree, on the war with Cadbury?
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot about it. So I check that it's got in my bank account? This is going to be a live reaction right
to
now.
To be fair, Ree, there was a couple of people in the comment section last week that said, £5 compared to the cost of Easter eggs these days, that seems a bit tight, and I'm inclined to agree with them. If you're,
they did. I did give them all the speck of the Easter egg, so I'm presuming that's how much it cost. It was a gifted Easter egg. I didn't actually buy it myself. So
you see, what you should have said is that it was for your daughter, and that you know you had to spend the entire day was spent consoling her devastation because of, you know, the way it came. If you missed what has gone on here, Ree is at war with Cadbury because she had an Easter egg that was all cracked and melted and everything. So she sent them a letter, first of all, to the wrong department. Then she got she was told that she was supposed to receive £5. She didn't receive that. So now the update is,
I can confirm I have received the £5. So the war Marvelous. With Cadbury is over.
I'm somewhat disappointed.
Well, I'd love to tell you that I'm going to go and spend it on some Galaxy chocolate or something, but you know what? Oh, actually, I do like Lindor.
Yes, that's
good.
Well,
you'd be lucky on Lindor.
You can spend it on Lindor. You could spend it on Lindor, but I would say that you'd be lucky to find any Lindor chocolate for a fiver.
For a fiver. That's true. That is true.
That's why they get you.
That's
why they get you.
Anyway, it's gone in, so thank goodness for that.
Hurrah. If only all wars could be ended as quickly as that, eh, Ru? That would be nice.
£5 refund.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? So on to this week's EastEnders. A bit of a mixed bag this week. Lots of things coming. Cindy's back. Didn't expect that. No, that bollocks. I was chatting a couple of weeks ago saying that Cindy was that Michelle Collins.
What's your language?
No, say all that stuff that Michelle Collins was in a play till August. It turns out that she's back at the moment. I don't know whether she's going to come and then go again. That might happen.
Yeah, I don't know, Rob. I think you just might have got your facts wrong there, mate. You might need
might
to
have got facts wrong.
A bit of accountability there, you know?
No, I won't
spreading
be doing that.
Fake news on our podcast.
I won't be doing that either. Thank you very much. And the Square looked at VE Day. And of course, we have got the, I think, pretty much official confirmation of where the Joel storyline is headed. Ooh.
Yes.
We'll be talking lots and lots about that later on in the podcast. Let's crack on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off this week. We're talking about Lauren, Peter, the return of Cindy, and the arrival of baby Jimmy. Now, where are you? I saw a few people kicking off about this whole thing about babies being named after previous characters. What's your view on this, Ru?
I think it's quite a common thing in real life that people name them after their relatives, in fairness. So
yeah.
I don't see the...
It happens a lot within this square, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but those kind of like what I'm going to call in inverted commas old fashioned type of names are quite popular at the moment. Mm. So, given how baby name trends are in the real world, I don't think it seems that out of character.
No, I mean,
fair enough.
I mean, I think, I don't know, it doesn't bother me particularly, but it's sometimes that they have to sort of bend themselves in order to make it happen, doesn't it? Like Charlie XCX, you know, that was sort of, I thought that was quite inspired. You know, we'll name it, well, it happens to be a pop star, but it's also the name of Charlie Slater. I thought that worked quite well. Jimmy, I was sort of just like, I don't know, I had to think about where the hell they got Jimmy from, because
Same.
genuinely, for a second, I thought they were naming it after Jimmy Barr, who played Martin.
That's where my brain's going as we're talking about it. Well, they might even call him James,
Might do, might
right? He
do.
might be James and they're giving him the nickname Jimmy. I don't know. Oh,
I
it
mean, I
sounds like
think,
it's actually Jimmy though, doesn't it?
yeah, I think Jimmy's quite a cute little name for a baby. Works, doesn't it?
I think they can call their baby whatever they want to
Whatever they
call him. If that's
want.
what EastEnders have decided they want to do at the moment, then let
Yes.
them do it.
Who are we
There we
to say
go.
anything? The engagement party of Peter and Lauren has arrived. Ian's being tight as a crab's arse about the whole thing, as we would expect. And because the vic isn't there, they have got Harry's barn all sort of laid out with all sorts of engagement things and everything. Marvelous. Peter has been a bit cagey. He's on the phone to somebody. He kind of keeps running off and taking phone calls. Did you have a clue who this was at this point? Did you think it was Cindy?
Potentially, or that you were planning some surprise of some sort.
Yeah, must have it
Yeah,
been
something
Max.
like
I'm on
that.
the phone to your dad. Surprise. Lauren would have loved that, wouldn't she?
There's time, there's time.
I tell you what, can I just say that there's so much for Max to be doing at the moment when if
There
he comes
is.
back. There's so much character work for him to be doing. He's got the Linda stuff to deal with, the fact that he's got a daughter he doesn't know.
He's got an affair with
He's got
Cindy
an
lined
affair with
up.
Cindy, sat there literally ready and waiting to be had, right? Like
Oh God,
it's
then Lauren and Peter would end up kind of step siblings in a way.
It's all it's the messiness of it. Can we please get Max back, honestly? So when the party arrives, not only does the party arrive, Cindy arrives. I mean, it was a great surprise to see her, and I have to say, she has lost none of her lack of awareness, none of her sort of like outrage at anybody saying anything remotely critical to her whatsoever. It will never not make me laugh whenever anybody criticizes Cindy about anything whatsoever, and she just looks absolutely horrified.
She is the
Really makes
least
me laugh.
accountable person
Ever.
ever, isn't
Yeah.
she? Yeah, no, she
Ever.
really is.
So it's so she sort of gets into a bit of a tete-a-tete with, no, it's not the word I'm looking for. What's the word where you have a where you're having a fight with somebody? It's another French
Like tit for
expression.
tat.
No. Well,
Oh.
anyway, it doesn't matter. She got
Arguing.
into, yeah, they get into a war of words with each other. Everyone's sort of like not pleased to see Cindy. Even Peter, who kind of knew that she was coming, didn't expect her to just sort of turn up at the party. He thought she was staying in a B&B down the road and that she was going to kind of at least do the mildly sensible thing and not show up at this party, which,
Well, that's it. He knew where she was. He didn't.
yeah.
I don't think he actually invited her to the party. He
No, he
obviously
didn't.
found out. Maybe he told her the party was happening, and then she read into that. Well, he obviously wants me here because why else would you
Why
tell me that the
else?
party's
Why
happening?
else would you even mention it?
Yeah.
I mean, I loved all this sort of just like this, because the thing is, I just love everyone being against Cindy because she's so unaware of her own actions and because she's just so self-absorbed about everything that happens to her. The fact that everyone's going at her for different reasons, she just gives it back as good as she gets. It's great. I love it.
I feel quite mixed about all this Cindy stuff, if I'm quite
Okay.
honest with you,
Go
right?
on.
Because on the one hand, it's Cindy, like we're saying, she's just never accountable for herself. It's not like she's stepped forward at any point and gone, yeah, do you know what? It was massively inappropriate that I had an affair with my ex-husband's son, who's also
Yeah.
the half-brother of my daughter's. That will never, ever happen,
No.
right? Fine. But the fact that they then threw in that Cathay, of all people, tried to kill her, and the It's the way that they're trying to make light of it all the time. And it's like murder, like attempted murder is
Attempted
quite
murder.
like
It's quite
quite
serious.
dark for
You can
everyone to
go to
just be
prison.
like, yeah, like it's pretty bad. And she could have actually done it. Like, had she been successful, it would have been murder. And everyone's just kind of like, ah, oh, don't blame you. Ah, it's like,
I'd have done the same. Ha!
Depends on the ask for Cathay. Ah,
Yeah, too right. I bet
yeah.
she does as well. I bet when Cathy next goes in the Vic and Lane will go, drinks on the ass for you, darling. Nice one.
Well, they did look shocked, Elaine and George, but then, like, Cathy said something like, I wish I'd done it, you know, I wish
Yeah,
I'd
Cathy's
done
got
it
no
better or
regret.
something. And Elaine was just like, yeah, true,
Yeah,
should have done.
fair.
It's like, come on.
I know, this is the thing. It doesn't. I get like kind of where it's gone story wise for them to get to this point. Like I can understand the necessity of certain actions to be able to allow us at this point, but at the same, because, and you know, it was all the catalyst for everything that happened during the 40th anniversary as well, with the Vic explosion, Martin's death, and
Yeah.
everything. I get it, but at the same time, it still feels weird calling Kathy an attempted murderer, doesn't it? It
Yeah.
just doesn't
Yeah.
feel right. And to the point, like you say, where once the truth comes out, because Cindy immediately kind of like blabs it all out, and Ian and Kathy are like, well, we'll throw that ball straight back at you, and say what, explain her full role in Martin's death,
Yeah.
inadvertent role in Martin's death. And like you say, once that's out, everyone's sort of like, oh, fair, yeah, fair, yeah, well, no, do it again.
No
I
one,
would.
Cindy's the baddie
Yeah.
again, and you know, it's all everything's her fault. Do
I
you know what
mean,
I think it
who's
is
the
with the
more in the wrong
Kathy?
here? The one that has attempted to kill somebody, or the one that actually did kill somebody accidentally?
Exactly, Kathy.
You
Sorry,
reckon
morally. Yeah,
Kathy's the more in the wrong?
morally.
Yeah.
She had the intent of trying to kill Cindy.
She did save
Cindy,
Cindy's
well, I mean,
life,
Cindy
though.
did try and shoot. So yeah, I don't think she ever would have shot. I don't know. I think she'll
Oh,
have panic mode.
I don't
Yeah,
know.
but
She's
somebody
tried to
had
have
just
him
tried
shot
to kill her.
before, and that was only to get rid
Yeah,
of him
well,
because he was
she paid her
inconvenient.
time. She did her dues for that, Rob. Come on, I
She
mean,
didn't
look at
pay her
me,
time. She
defending
got out of
Cindy.
prison early and then pretended she was dead for years. She didn't pay her time at
When
all.
you put it like that. Yeah, but Cindy didn't go, I know I'm going to push Ian into the road because I know that Reese will then crash the car into the Vic and that
No.
Martin's going to. Like, what? There was no intent there when she did it. It was.
Come on. She pushed Ian. She looked down the road, saw a car rushing towards them, and deliberately pushed Ian in the path of it. She was trying to
Yeah,
kill him
well,
at
it
that
is
moment.
Ian. Come on, it is
She
Ian.
can't. Right. Okay. Anybody else, you'd be really outraged. But because it's Ian, it's understandable.
No.
Yeah.
No, right, in seriousness,
Yes.
right? I bet
Yeah.
even
Yeah.
Cindy, right, would be remorseful of that. Even if she's not going to directly say it in a room full of people, but she might do secretly to somebody one-on-one like Peter and go, yeah, I feel awful about that happening.
Yeah.
Kathy's just going round and being like, yeah, and I'd do it again. It's
Yeah.
like, you need, I think for us to believe this about Kathy, we needed her to be like, oh, it was heat of the moment. I don't know what
Yeah, I
came
was
over me. I
drunk.
really shouldn't have done it. Yeah, something
If
like
she'd have been
this.
hammered, I'd have bought it. That was the thing. They
Yeah.
just made it so that she had literally been like, took one look at Cindy and thought, right, shovel, and just sort of gone for her really brutally. It just
Yeah.
didn't suit Kathy. I think it's the problem with that. But.
If I were Cindy, I would be walking around terrified, thinking that she's going to do it again with the way that she's
She
going
does.
off.
She walks around terrified, paranoid, and petrified, as we were quite a lot told this week.
Yes.
It's her go-to emotion. Ian, I was petrified. I was terrified. So that all doesn't go well,
Yes.
basically. Words are flung around, insults are flung around. Cindy nicks a champagne bottle and off she pops. Meanwhile, Lauren returns to her flat and goes into labour. Now, she's on her own at that point, but
Yeah.
Cindy decides that she's not done arguing with people and storms around to the flat. And Lauren lets her in because there's nobody else there, and her waters are broken. She needs to be getting to hospital
Yeah.
immediately. So they rush to hospital, and Cindy's there at the birth.
Yeah, isn't
Now
she?
then, yeah, she is, and baby Jimmy is born. And at that moment, Cindy's having some moments of self-reflection, isn't she? She's sort of
Yes.
saying, you know, yeah, I understand kind of why I am the way I am. It was just sort of that urgency of the situation kind of gave her a different perspective on everything. Did you sense genuineness from her at that point?
Honestly, all I thought was like, this is not the time, Cindy.
I know,
Like,
she was
do you
having
think now's
that
the
Cindy all over,
time?
isn't it? Like Lauren
Isn't
is literally trying to get
it?
off her face on gas because she's in so much pain. And Cindy sat there like, do you know what? I think I know why I am the way I am. It's all sort of a
Yeah.
problem. It's like, yeah,
Actually,
not the
while you're
time.
here giving birth, let me talk about the six children that I
Yeah,
birthed
and
and
in
where I went
fact, do you
wrong
know
with
what?
them.
Passes that gas. I'm in internal pain. Give it here. Give it
Yeah,
here.
yeah,
So the baby's born. And can I just say, I'm amazed this baby's all right. I really, really am. Like, stunned. Everything
There's
that
time
Lauren did to
yet,
it,
but
oh, you reckon there might be later implications?
potentially, I don't know because I don't know what the potentials are anyway with what happened with Lauren, but like we've said
Hmm.
before, the amount of women out there who have cryptic pregnancies, like Sonia did with
Yeah.
Bex, who don't realise they're pregnant and they're out getting drunk, doing God knows what, and the babies end up okay. Not
Yeah,
that I'm condoning
yeah.
that, but I'm just
She
saying
is.
it does happen. So
Yeah, yeah,
perhaps,
yeah.
I mean,
Worse things have happened and babies have been fine. I get what you mean.
for storyline plot,
Yeah.
do we want the baby to be fine, or do we think that this
Well,
should?
I think that
Not that we
the
want any baby to be suffering, but
Yeah. Well, no, of course not. But I think that the reason the baby is absolutely fine, or seems to be absolutely fine, is to give Cindy a little chink of light in terms of Lauren, and like Lauren's going to be the one that sort of kind of is the pathway to getting her forgiveness from Peter and
Oh
everybody.
yeah, very yeah, good point. Because if the ba if there was something wrong with the baby, she'd still be blaming
Yeah, that'll
Cindy and
be it.
saying, "Look
That'd
what
be,
you've done to my
that'd
baby."
be it, and Cindy would be out completely.
Yeah, but if the
But
baby's fine, yeah,
yeah.
then she can kind of make think about making amends with Cindy.
I
Yeah.
reckon so. That's probably why.
What do you think to Peter's confliction in whether he should pick Lauren or Cindy? Like,
I
how do
mean,
you feel on that?
what do you do in that situation? I mean, he discovered everything that Cindy had actually done this week. So, and he'd already heard about Kathy and kind of knew what Kathy's situation was, so he'd had time to get over that, and then sort of realized this week that Cindy had tried to, well, had shot Ian and then pushed him in front of a car and then inadvertently caused the Vic explosion, which inadvertently caused Martin's death. So I can kind of see why he'd be like, do you know what? You're poison, woman. Go away. You know, I get that. I can kind of understand why he's. I can kind of understand why he'd want to push her away. I really can. And so everybody's kind of pushing away. Even Lauren, at the point of, you know, Cindy's sort of saying, oh, please, please, Lauren, listen, I was there for you for your birth. And Lauren doesn't say anything, but sort of looks down, which makes me think that that's going to sort of run a little bit more as well. And so Cindy's decides, seeing as though everybody's shutting her out, that she wants everything. So she wants the house, the chippy, the pie and mash shop, and just wants to be rolling in it. Has she got any rights to any of this?
Yeah, do you know what? Am I the only one who thinks like, fair,
Do
Cindy?
you?
Kathy tried to kill you. Yeah, she literally tried to murder you, to be fair. Like,
But she tried to
I
kill Ian
think
twice.
it's Ian, though, isn't it?
You can't
I'm
just say
joking.
you'd be so rubbish at a jury, wouldn't you? Just be like, do you know what though? I don't like him. Fair. No, I'll let him off. Let him off. No,
No
fair.
bias here.
Yeah.
No, yeah, she did. I don't know. I'm not remembering it. I'm clearly not remembering
Clearly not.
her pushing him into the road as clearly and vividly as you, because I didn't think there was the intent of
It was
actually killing
literally
him.
what caused the Vic explosion.
I know it was. I don't know. Like I say, it's the fact that Kathy's still walking around and being like, "I should have done it properly."
Yeah. Oh, so it just.
Maybe, I mean, I think she's aiming a bit too high, Cindy. But maybe that's because she wants some room for bargaining. So maybe she'll just want Beale's heels. And maybe she'll just have that
I just sort
rather
of
than
would.
everything.
I can understand how she might be able to get Beale. I might understand how she might be able to get the pie and mash shop. Everything else, though, I don't see how she's got any
No.
claim on any of that.
No,
Like
I agree with that. I think Beale's
the house
heels
that Ian was
fair.
living in for decades before he even realised that you were alive. I don't think you've got any right to that. You're not married for a start.
No,
So,
definitely. Yeah, I agree. I think Beale's heels, and then otherwise you're pushing it, Cindy. But also, even taking all the Beale's heels in is arguably not right. Like, they've built the
No.
business up together.
Yeah,
But you got
and
so
how many
on the
shifts
flip
realistically do you
side.
think Cindy did in that shop before she went off? I mean, realistically.
Oh, do you know what? I keep forgetting that she did have an affair whilst with Ian as well.
Thank
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
What
I know
caused
you love Cindy.
everything?
I know you love Cindy and I love Cindy, but at the same time, you can't just decide. Do you know what? I don't think she did that much wrong, to be honest. If you list her crimes, she's all right. Give her the pie and mash up, I say. Fair play, woman. Knock yourself out. You deserve it.
No, fair. Yeah, no, I'm forgetting about the affair as well. So yeah, maybe she is pushing it, isn't she, a little bit? She's
So,
desperate though, isn't she? Because I don't
she
understand how
is.
she's living. What is she living off? Has she got any money? Like,
Well, I don't think she's got that much cash. This is why she's doing this, presumably. She's skint, desperate, petrified, and paranoid.
I
So,
wonder if Peter
she.
were helping her out secretly or
I
something.
wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at
No.
all. So, where does it go from here? I mean, this presumably is the start of this little mini war between Cindy and the rest of the Beales. I don't see how I mean, literally, her only sort of bargaining chip is I'll go to the police, because she said to Ian, right, yeah, but the whole thing with the Vic explosion, the police know that Reese was speeding, so I'm off the hook for that. But they're still investigating my attack, so and I'm sort of like, I don't know if that's really going to help you, Cindy. In all fairness, you think if they went to the police and said, yeah, this is why that car crashed into the Vic, that the police are going to go, eh.
But then if Cindy goes, yeah, well, that were only because she tried to kill me and it were all self-defense and I
And
weren't
there's going to
even
be a
set in a right
and
state
DCI
of mind.
Arthur's is going to just turn around and say, well, it was only Ian, just like you are, so it'll be fine.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. I'm actually thinking that we had, when they were all celebrating baby Jimmy being born, there were a bit of a moment where George were talking about like Anna's birth. And I wonder if he's going
Oh,
to
yeah.
actually soften a bit towards Cindy, and maybe he's
Do you
going to be away
reckon?
back on the square for her as well.
Oh, God, do you reckon we're back on the George and Cindy train again, do you?
No, not romantically, but I think now that
She's
they
in love
found
with
out
him.
it was Kathy, yeah, well then she has slept with his son, so that's why I don't think he'd go there in that
Yeah,
regard. But
maybe.
I can see him being maybe sympathetic towards her and trying to help her, but not in an affair way.
We shall see. Yeah, I did quite like all that stuff that was going on in the club whilst the birth was going on. That was quite nice. Everyone sort of chatting about it. Because what I enjoyed was the fact that Elaine decided, because Ian had been an arse for most of the night, she decided that, well, he's
See?
paying for everything. So it would be sick. See, he deserved to be run over and shot. She decided to basically invite literally half of London to the club, and they all had a baggy night on Ian's credit card. And they were talking about births and like their own experiences and everything like that. It was a nice little community moment. I like that. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice.
So we shall see how this war unfolds. I have to say, I don't rate Cindy's chances at the moment. I feel like she's got more against her than she has on her side. But we shall see. We shall
She's a
see.
good schemer, Rob.
You
Something
know who she
she'll get
needs?
something.
You know who she needs? She needs a tall ginger man to return to the square, and then she'd really have something to gamble with then, wouldn't she?
She would,
Dunno.
and she can join forces with Nicola. Let's see if that friendship arises, because them two between them.
Indeed. I'm telling you now, if Cindy ever finds out about Annie's paternity, we know Max is coming back. 100%. Yes, I have to wait and see. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. So, a little bit to discuss with Nicola, Harry, and Teddy, and Gina, by the way. Throw Gina into the mix as well. Harry obviously is sort of recovering from the revelations of last week. He's just on a bender. He wakes up in the Archers, big bottle of vodka. He's not in a great state for most of the week, really, is he? He really, really isn't.
I
No more
mean,
so.
it's fair enough given what he's found out, isn't it?
And considering what he later finds out as well, I
From Penny.
completely forgot about this. And you? Not completely
No,
forgot
remember
about
I said
this.
it, I mentioned it last
Did you?
week. Oh, I'm sure she were pregnant. And you were like,
Oh,
was she? Like, I'm sure.
I do pay attention to what you say sometimes, Rhea, I promise you.
Clearly.
Penny reminds us of this. Because if you remember, what I do remember is this friend of Shireen's turning up and mentioning this to Penny when it looked like Harry and Penny were going to become a thing. And
Yes,
he's
that's
since
right.
moved on to Gina, hasn't he? Harry and Gina, by the way, I can see it. I think this
Shipping it.
works.
I'm
Shipping
shipping
it.
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We said this when he were blackmailing her at like
Yeah.
Christmas time. We were like, why are they doing that? Them two clearly should be a couple. We
Get
said
this out
that.
the way. They're going to be a couple. Although I quite liked the idea of Harry of Gina and Jay as well. I thought that worked quite nicely. So it's a triangle coming.
It's kind of nice to have Gina and Jay as like platonic friends though as well, I think, if I'm
You
honest
just
with
want
you.
Jay to be single for
He can
you,
stay
don't you, really?
single. He's off the market, everyone. No, I'm joking.
You could be the new meme. What was that overpossessive girlfriend meme from a few years back? Do you remember that? There's this
No,
picture of
but I'll
this
be
girl.
it.
Yeah, this picture of this girl just staring intently into a camera, the overpossessive girlfriend.
No,
Who's
because
this
I
girl on your
think.
phone?
No, to be real though, Gina and Harry are at the same places in life as each other, I feel. And they're both bonding over the parallels that they've got with their ex-partners who've been addicted to drugs and things like that. And
Well,
which I'd not know, I didn't even think of that parallel until they were sat down having a tinny together and talking
no,
about it.
and they've got journeys with drugs themselves, which actually
Yeah, of
is
course,
that kind of paves the way for quite a messy little relationship, doesn't it?
Definitely.
And I like the way that they're really sticking with this thing with Gina, because Jay nailed it. Just like, I know you like your projects. And I was like, that's nice. Nice bit of writing there. I liked that. Because that's what we know about Gina, is it's probably one of the main things that we know about Gina, is that she's attracted to people that she thinks she can help, which I
Yes,
think is
she wants to
really
help.
interesting.
Yes, it is definitely a thing for her. Who else has she helped like that other than Jay? Have we seen anybody else?
Well, she was
Have she...
Dean for a little trot. She tried to, didn't
Oh
she? Because she
God,
sort of,
yeah, I
yeah,
forgot about
the
that.
underdog thing that she quite like. When everyone's going at somebody, that seems to be the thing that turns Gina on. She's like, oh, I quite like you now. Everyone hates you. Marvelous.
Like she wants to find that soft side in her and like get through to him, which she seemingly try like doing quite well at with Harry, it would seem.
I
So
think
interesting to
so.
see where that goes.
I like them. I like them as a pairing. Bring that on. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, so the pregnancy, Harry's found out about that.
Yes.
Nicola is kind of now professing everything was an accident, and I'm confused as to whether it was or not now. I don't even know whether I'm believing Nicola when she says that or not.
I think she had a scene with Zach, didn't she, this week, where she
Yeah.
admitted to him that she'd killed Shireen.
Yeah, quite
And
smugly.
I think that was her telling us, the audience, what happened, because
Yes, because we
in
said
that
last week.
moment, yeah, I think that would have been the moment, if she was to tell anybody about how violently she'd done something, it would be to Zach, to tell him to back off.
Yeah.
So the fact that she were like, "Well, do you know what? She fell and hit her head on a rock, and I watched her bleed out." The fact that she said that rather
She
than,
could have just
"Actually, do you know what I
said,
did with my
yeah,
bare hands?"
like Kathy is.
Didn't, yeah.
And I do it again.
See,
Nicola
see.
and Kathy in the same boat, practically. They're practically the same character.
I mean, going after the daughter-in-laws.
Yeah, they're both like a Mitchell, and they both like to whack their daughter-in-laws over the heads with
Just
things. They are the
saying.
same woman.
Kind
Yeah.
of. But
Yeah,
yeah,
so you
I
reckon then
think it
that's
was
the
an
truth.
accident, and she just didn't call for help. She went, well, you're down there, I'm gonna leave
So
you
do
to
you
it.
reckon that that gives it a little bit that kind of same sort of shelf life, the fact it was an accident? But what was it an accident? If you accidentally get somebody in that position and then do nothing to help them, is that not exactly the same thing as you may as well have hit them over the end of a rock?
I think in a court of law, it would probably be classed as manslaughter,
Yeah. Also, where were
because.
they having this argument that she hit her head on a rock? In a beach? Where
Yeah, I did keep
were
wondering this when they were saying on a rock. Is
they? Where were they?
Dartford
In a quarry?
is
Where were
Dartford
they?
near the seaside or something?
I
I don't
don't
actually know
know.
where Dartford is. Is that, yeah, where were they?
Dartford Quarry? Is that where they were? I don't know.
I don't
I don't know either. We've still got much to uncover with this whole Shireen
know.
thing, I think.
Yeah.
Much more to uncover. Do you think that Harry and Teddy can mend things?
Yeah, I think they
You
can.
reckon?
Considering Teddy only found out, what, a week ago,
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
and when Harry does realise that, but arguably he was going to help
He was going to help
Nicola
Nicola.
cover it all up,
Yeah.
yeah,
In his
and not
own
tell Harry.
weird way that made no sense whatsoever, but he was trying to do that.
Yeah.
And then, as far as Nicola's concerned, can she win them round again, the family?
I think it'll take her a while with Harry. I'm waiting for Barney to find out as well, because then what happens? Surely Barney's going to find out.
Well, there's a reason that Barney's the only one that doesn't know, isn't it? Because the whole thing was based on the fact that Shireen found out about Barney not being Teddy's. So
Yes.
presumably, when Barney does find out about this is when, because that's the only thing that Shireen, that Nicola really has kind of, I mean, I don't, how is she really, what has she got over Zach other than, I'm dangerous? She hasn't really got a lot. She's not like she's got any secrets on him that she can spread, is she?
No, I think it's just that she's trying to show she's dangerous and that Teddy would hurt Zach as well,
Yeah.
even though
It's empty threats, though,
really
really, isn't it?
it's all on Nicola. But then we've
Yeah.
already seen Teddy lay into Zach, we've seen that nasty side.
Yeah.
But no, she hadn't really got anything over Zach. She did have the Sharon thing that's already come out with
Yeah,
Grant.
yeah,
She
yeah.
had that for like a few
Five.
days,
Yeah,
didn't
she
she?
enjoyed that. Yeah. It's empty
Yeah.
threats, really, isn't it? So I feel like when we get back to this storyline, which I feel like I feel like it's taken its park for the moment, and then we'll come back to it in a
Yeah.
couple of weeks. But yeah, I feel like Zach has more
She
power
threatened
than I
Whit.
think.
She threatened Whitney and Holly
Yeah,
though as well, hadn't she? So
she
there's that.
did. Yeah, but then he rang Whitney and was trying. I think he was arranging her to move house or something, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how far it goes before he can call her bluff, really.
Yeah.
Because what you gonna because really anything that she was threatening is directly going to make her own situation worse, right?
Oh, but also, sorry, something else that happened this week, because obviously Sharon's now apparently in Australia. She's
Yeah.
finished with Jada. Now she's
Yeah.
gone to help Michelle.
I think
So
Letitia D
then
might be on
Vicky
holiday.
walked in. So
Yeah.
then Vicky walked in and said, "Sharon's told me everything. Don't go
Everything.
around talking, don't go to Nicola." So
Yeah.
now Vicky knows the truth about Barney.
Well, let's be honest here. I don't know what's going on with Letitia Dean at the moment, but she's clearly on a break of some description and was meant to be in these scenes.
Yes,
You
that's what
know,
I was thinking.
Vicky is clearly Sharon. They've scribbled Sharon's name out of the script and put
Yeah.
Vicky there instead, effectively, haven't they?
Yeah.
So, who knows? I don't know how much direct involvement Vicky's going to have with this until Sharon
That
gets
could,
back.
but that to me, because I thought the exact same. Clearly,
Yeah.
Sharon was supposed to
Yeah.
have this scene with him. They could have turned it into a text message, because now you're adding an element that Vicky knows. So is that going to end up being relevant, and that she's going to end up blurting it out somehow?
It
Is
seems
that
like the
where
sort of
it's
thing
all
Vicky, I can
gonna?
see Vicky doing that, to be fair.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like, go on then, try
Yeah.
your artist. And that's not your son. You know, I can see her doing that.
Yeah.
So, I
Yeah.
don't
So
know.
potentially there it could come out as well.
Although Vicky has got her own situation to be dealing with, which we
Yeah,
shall
she
get
just.
on to in a moment after we have discussed VE Day. The year is 1995, or at least it is if you are in Nigel's mind, who is imagining that it is VE Day 1995, when in fact it's VE Day, the 80th anniversary in 2025. Some really interesting stuff here, I thought, with the sort of integration of wartime clips mixed in with Albert Square clips. What did you think?
For me,
Yes, for you, yes.
personally,
Yeah.
I'm not sure it worked.
Okay.
That's just because I feel like it was a nice touch, don't get me wrong. It's nice seeing the old clips,
Yeah.
but it might have worked better if they were just like viewing them on the screen in the Vic. For me, it broke the fourth wall a bit too much for me that I'm watching EastEnders.
Okay. I mean, I thought that it was. I thought the implication what they were going for was the fact that the war would have taken place in Albert Square. We know the war took place in Albert Square because Ethel talks about her parents being blown up by a doodlebug during the war,
Yes.
which apparently is a
Doodle
bomb.
bug.
I think it's a stupid name for a bomb because it sounds
I
cute,
agree.
but that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we know that the war would have taken place in Albert Square. So I think it was just sort of like because they were doing sort of shots that. A couple of them looked like it could be Albert Square, but obviously wasn't Albert
Yeah.
Square. So I kind of thought that they were sort of implementing what Albert Square might have looked like during the war. So I kind of
Yeah.
thought it worked, to be honest with you.
I get that. I get that that's what they were going for, but for me, I just would have preferred it instead of showing
Separate.
the scenes like today's scenes in black and white as well. If it had just
Yeah.
been that they were viewing those on a screen, and then they could have even spoken about it a little bit whilst watching it in the Vic kind of thing. But anyway, that's just my personal opinion. It
Subjective,
may
innit?
well have worked for other people. Yeah, I just don't ex I just don't expect that from EastEnders, if you know what I
Okay.
mean, when I'm tuning in to watch. So I were a bit like, oh, what's this? I mean, it grabbed my attention. I'll give them
Yeah,
that.
I mean, literally, the episode starts and there's a black and white plane flying through the sky with the sound of bombs going off. It's like, oh, that captured my attention quite quickly. Isn't it weird to think my granddad might have been in EastEnders this week without me even knowing about it?
But this is what I was confused by. Were they actual real clips or not? Or had they like, I was like,
Yeah, they
have
were
they
real
asked
clips.
AI to make clips look like Albert Square? Back in the day, like I
I
was
mean,
so
I
confused.
think there were real
Really
clips.
good
Yeah, I
clips.
think there were real clips. Yeah,
Right.
of just actual sort of footage of the time, and then they sort of might have done a few little sort of clever shots of buildings that looked like they
Well,
might be Albert Square, sort of integrated with real life with real Albert Square stuff.
honestly, then, if that's the case, props to him because I genuinely
Changed your
thought
mind,
that
have
they'd
you?
made it. They'd like tried to make clips that would have looked like Albert Square in the war. So if that is the case, then fair play to whoever spent all that time looking through footage to find
I thought it
something that
was.
looked like Albert Square.
Yeah, I mean, I get why you might be thinking like, oh, that's a little bit sort of that's a bit different for me. I can kind of understand that. But at the same time, I thought it was really kind of imaginatively well done, sort of putting the two together. I mean, again, it's
Yeah, no, I get
subjective.
that. I get that.
It was sort of like a what it was very kind of standalone episode as well, wasn't it? Like I saw quite a lot of people online saying I don't really watch EastEnders all that much, but I caught today's episode and it sort of kept me involved throughout the whole episode
Fair.
because of VE Day. So you just sort of, it did its job, I think, for what it
Like you
was.
say, it's subjective, isn't it?
Yeah, I
So,
think it was a little bit like the episode where Charles and Camilla showed up, like very much a sort of piece on its own to say from EastEnders saying, you know, congratulations and we will remember them and all that kind of thing, and then they sort of move on with its own thing. So I think it did its job all right. Kind of nice to integrate, I thought, with the Nigel stuff though, who was kind of convinced it was 1995. Now, 1995, EastEnders did a big old thing for VE Day 2, which started with a steam train going over the viaduct. And I still to this day have no idea how that was accomplished. I'd love to know if anyone ever knows, because it's crazy that they managed that, especially on the old set. An actual steam train went over the
They could,
viaduct.
it were obviously real, weren't it? It's not like they could
Yeah,
have just CGI'd it
1995.
in back then or anything.
No,
Yeah,
didn't exist in
crazy.
1995 in the CGI. So that's
No.
it was yeah, crazy. But Nigel's back there, like imagining
Yes.
that Debbie is sort of still alive and everything like that.
Peggy's
What are
at
your
the Vic.
Peggy's at the Vic. Arthur's got everything planned. So it was some nice throwbacks. I thought that was quite nice. And he saw Debbie this week. We didn't, which makes me think that Debbie was asked and said no.
Oh, do you think?
I think so, because otherwise they would have shown her, wouldn't they?
I thought they were just doing it because obviously he's seen a young Debbie.
Of 1995, true,
Yeah,
yeah, maybe.
1995 Debbie,
Could
because
be
I
right.
noticed from the clothes that she were wearing, it were obvious they were trying to show her in
In
90s
costume.
clothes.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's what I thought anyway.
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't think of that. But I feel like if they, I feel like given what we've had with returns for the past year, I feel like they would have tried to get the actress back for that and she just said no.
Time yet? There's
There is
time
time yet.
yet?
There is time yet. We shall see. We shall see. Jean and Nigel, quite a nice little friendship developing here.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Jean sort of going along with what he was thinking the day was? Are you
It's
supposed to
hard,
do
and
that?
well, it's up to you, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess
It's
so.
really hard when someone's got dementia because depending on where they are, right, if you try and explain it to them, they could get more confused.
Yeah.
Like, I know I keep mentioning my granddad, but he had
No, it's
it.
fine. It's fully
And
valid.
there were times where I just went along with what he was saying because, I went to visit him in hospital and he's reading newspaper and he's going to me, "I can't stop long. I've only got 15 minutes for my break. I'm reading paper, having my lunch, and I need to get back to work." I didn't go, "No, granddad, actually, you're in hospital with dementia. You're 90 odd,
It's unkind
you
in some ways, isn't it? Yeah.
know." Yeah. So I was just like, "All right, I'll not keep you too long. I'll just have a quick cuppa with you."
It seems
It's
like the
hot.
best.
It's kind of harmless. It depends on,
Yeah, in that sort of setting. But then I sort of wonder, with him, and I understand why Gene would go along with it, seeing as though Nigel at that point was convinced that Debbie was still alive. And it's sort of like, what, are you going to make it through the go through
Well,
the grief of that all over again?
this is what I was going to say. He's going to have to keep grieving Debbie if you
Yeah.
tell him every time he mentions her. That's going to be
Yeah.
quite, that's hard, isn't it? You don't want
Yeah.
him to keep grieving her every time he thinks Debbie's still alive. You're having to explain, actually, she's not. When in that moment he's going to grieve for her, then next day he's forgotten that you've told him that she's not alive, grieve her again. I think you have to just kind of pick and choose, to be honest.
Yeah, I
So
think
it's
you have to pick your battles with
circumstantial,
it.
isn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
you've got to pick your battles with it. So yes, really nice stuff there. He had it, but he had his moment with them, I think, which would have kind of given him satisfaction on that day, which kind of
Yeah.
felt earned, but at the same time, you sort of feel really desperately sorry for him as
I
well.
know.
And then the square basically just sort of holds up a glass to remember everybody. The Vic is back. Can you spot the difference?
Looking literally the
Looking
exact same.
literally the same.
Come on,
They've changed the
why would
pumps.
you? Why
They've
would
changed
you?
the pumps, and
Yeah, they changed the pumps.
I think the bar might be a bit metal in places as well. Other than that, Lona's picture's been burnt to a crisp.
Yeah,
Apart
that's
from
gone.
that's gone. But they've got exactly the same wallpaper, thank God.
Yeah, because the wallpaper shop still had some it. No, sorry,
Shut up.
right.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
I
Make
know.
it look a bit different. If you're going to burn it all
You're going to
down,
blow it up. Yeah.
yeah, if you're going to blow it up,
If your
and
house blew up,
like,
you wouldn't put it
yeah.
back exactly the way that it was before. You blow it up. Fair. Nice chance for a redecoration
She's,
then here.
yeah,
That's, yeah,
exactly.
yeah.
Exactly. We've not seen upstairs yet, though.
No, I hope they have completely and utterly
Yeah.
regenerated. Yeah, sure. Upstairs,
Yeah,
because.
refurbed, yeah.
Yeah, because the roof caved in upstairs. It cannot look
Yeah.
exactly. It's
Yeah.
impossible for it to look exactly the
Well,
same.
I'm sure they'll be able to find that exact flamingo
Exact same flamingo
wallpaper,
wallpaper. Well, I tell you what, I doubt the shop's run out of that, in all fairness.
Yeah, true. I just don't understand, even from like the EastEnders crew point of view, why
Why
you wouldn't
do it
make it look
exactly
a
the same?
little bit different. You
Yeah, I
shouldn't,
mean,
they could have put some modern touches on it and still made it feel like the Queen Vic. That would have been your perfect
yeah.
opportunity to
It's
do
funny,
it.
isn't it? Because the soaps all EastEnders, it's not just EastEnders that does this. Like, Corrie's blown the Rovers up a few times and it always looks
Yeah.
exactly the same afterwards as well. It's sort of like,
They have made
why?
little tweaks in Rovers before,
Little
though, when they've
tweaks, but
done it.
nothing to so that
They've
the
changed
casual
like
viewer would
cushion covers
notice.
and
Oh,
things
shock.
before.
It's
Yeah,
your,
but
yeah.
it's a little something, it's a little tweak. This is literally the exact
I
same.
can't believe they did that with the wallpaper. I think that's so funny. It's like they almost addressed it like, sorry. The wallpaper's the same.
Anyway, it is what it
Oh, well,
is.
it is what it is. We'll see what it's like upstairs. I mean, it's nice to have the Vic back, though, isn't it? It's felt
Oh,
weird
yeah.
without it. It's kind of felt strange doing what would be Vic scenes in other locations around the square for a few weeks, hasn't it? So it's nice
Yeah.
to sort of have the centerpiece of the show back where it belongs again.
Yeah.
And we'll sort of see what's gone on upstairs.
Yes. We
We
shall.
shall see. Right, ladies and gents, on to the final storyline of the week now, and let's talk about Joel. So, on to what I think was the biggest storyline of the week. We had it sort of suggested last week that we might be looking at toxic masculinity. And I think pretty much this week we know where we're at with the Joel and Avani situation. Gross, this boy is utterly vile. What the hell?
He is, but I also
But.
think, but I know, and I'm not defending
But it's
it.
only Ian, so who cares?
I think he is a victim of like online culture as well in thinking that
It's.
it's okay. Because in his head, I think he genuinely believes that it is okay
Well,
because
you'd
that's what he's
think that.
seeing online, which is
Yeah.
crazy, by the way. I am absolutely no way condone this, do not get me wrong. But I
Yeah.
just think it shows how easily, I don't know, unless he does. Unless the other layer is that he actually does know how wrong this is and is still doing it, then it's completely different.
Well, I
Like,
feel
then it's a
like,
lot more dark and twisted.
well, I mean, let's listen. We're talking about someone who we discovered this week from Ross telling Vicky that in Australia, the reason we kind of found out the reasoning for it all this week, didn't we, as to why they can't go back to Australia. It was sort of similar to what we were kind of theorizing last week, but worse, actually, because it turns out that Joel upskirted somebody, which is just insane. And now he can't go
Actually,
back.
saying this, I do think he does know it's wrong. Now I'm saying it all
I mean, how
because
can
he
you
did
not think
say
that
that
that's wrong?
he lied, didn't he? And said that Avani knew that he were filming it. Then if he's lying about it, he knows it's wrong. So actually, it is, yeah, he is just a wrong'un.
Yeah, I mean, let's just talk about what we're actually dealing with here. Because I had a few people getting in touch with me, asking me to sort of, because they were sort of unaware, because not everybody is aware of what all this is about. Okay, so sort of like
I
the
wasn't, to be
incel,
fair, until you
yeah,
mentioned it, yeah, a bit
sort
ago.
of like the incel culture. Okay, so originally, incel is short for involuntary celibate. And this is somebody who it struggles with a sex life, struggles with emotional connections, struggles with sort of getting this a guy, I should say, struggles with getting with a woman, whether that be sexually, emotionally, anything like that, making a connection with them. And so considers themselves to be celibate via not their own choice. And they
Because it's
then,
because of women.
because of women, because they're so unreasonable or they're so, they act like they're all so unobtainable or that kind of thing. And it creates this really, really toxic mindset from these men towards women. Now, what that has also done is sort of dovetailed into this is where Andrew Tate comes into the situation, because what it then creates is somebody who will preach to these young guys left, right, and center. And this sort of toxic masculinity spreads across the internet like some sort of horrible virus, and it becomes not about celibacy but just sim because we know that Joel's not celibate. We know that Joel seems to be perfectly confident in his sex life and everything like that, but it's about where he believes women are in the pecking order, essentially, to men, and his attitude towards women's sexuality and what they are for. And women are there to give men pleasure and all of this kind of thing, and that everything that women do is in a way suggestive towards sex towards men, like saying that she wants to be recorded, and all that kind of thing. So that's kind of what it's about in a sort of thereabout way. And that's where we're at with the Joel stuff.
And it's also a bit like when Tommy's taking the mic out of him and saying, oh, she's blanking you, then he goes, it don't matter what she does, in public, it's what happens in private anyway that matters. Basically saying that's her worth. Don't matter if you think that she's ignoring me in public because this is what she does when we're behind closed doors. So whatever, mate. Yeah, this is so
Getting
twisted, isn't
dark.
it? It's scary actually, especially
Yeah.
because I've got like a daughter. Like
Yeah,
it's
I mean, this is genuinely, this is something that, as a mother to a daughter, it's something these days that you sort of need to pay attention towards, I guess, isn't it? Like, you sort of realize that this culture is spreading, and this is the problem. This culture is spreading across the world. This is something that, in some ways, is only in its infancy. It's only been a term for the past 5 years or so, maybe, something
Yeah,
like
I'd
that.
say so.
But it's going to kind of keep growing, and it's, with the like with because of the internet being the internet, it's very easy for young lads Joel's age to kind of get pulled into this culture and start to think this about women and believe that it is what it is. You know, it's shocking and it's horrible and it's scary and it's about bloody time one of the soaps did this, and I'm so glad that it's EastEnders.
Yeah, I agree. It's a very important thing for them to be showing because, some people have not even don't understand the ins and outs ourselves, do we? I'd heard the term and stuff, but I didn't really understand what it was until you'd mentioned it a bit ago and explained it to me. And it's absolutely terrifying. But on this note, by the way, right? The thing that happened in Australia, the upskirting. So Ross is paying the family money so that they won't go to the police. What is wrong with this family? I wouldn't be taking money off someone. I'd be going to the police anyway. So I
Well,
don't know
oh, I see what you
what's.
mean. Like taking an incident like that and making money out of it, you mean? Yeah, I see what I know.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Yeah. I mean, you don't know what the you don't know anything. We don't know what that family was
No.
like. Well, I mean, I kind of got the impression that it was also legal fees and all that kind of thing as well, and basically saying that if you set foot in this country again, we're going to kill you and your
No, it was
family.
they. He implied he when he were explaining it to Vicky, he was saying that I've had to pay him this money so that they don't go to the police because then she was like, but they should go to the police. I'm like, yeah, they
Yeah,
should. Why
they
are you paying
should.
them money?
Yeah, they
You should
should.
let them go to the police as
Yeah.
well. You should let your
What?
kid get serious consequences for it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
absolutely. Oh, no, I totally agree. What do you think about Vicky's deciding that Joel needs to go to a boys' school and taking him out of Wolford High? There's a side of me, I get what she means, but at the same time, it's sort of like, do you really want to put someone like that amongst other
Other
impressionable
boys spread
boys?
the, yeah.
Yeah, that seems to me to be a bit of a kind of scary idea in itself.
I understand her initial logic in some ways. It's like keep him away from girls if this is the kind of thing that he's getting up to. I mean, imagine if she knew what he'd actually done with this Avani thing as well. My God. But there's an argument that, like you say, it's not actually the best thing because then you've just got a bunch of boys who aren't even around girls who then don't have a clue how to be around them and they'll view them in an even different way because they're not around them every day. I think a lot of people do say this about boys and girls schools anyway, that this is a bit of a bone of
A bit
contention with it.
counterproductive in some ways,
Yeah,
yeah.
can be, yeah.
I mean, I don't. I yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you even begin to parent somebody who's putting themselves into that sort of mindset. I really don't get, because I think it's one of those things that once you, they call it taking the blue pill. It's a term that's basically it's a term that basically is like once you've taken that pill, that means that you're there, you're in that mindset, and you're sort of. You can't be, it's very difficult to sway you from that, from one point or the other. You're there. And I feel like that's where Joel is at the moment. And we're already seeing the influence that he's having on Tommy. So putting him amongst other boys in that sort of environment seems like a really counterproductive thing to do to me, I would say. But I get what she was going for at the same time.
Yeah, I do, but I think, like you said, it'd just end up being counterproductive. Talking of Tommy, by the way, I thought Sonny Kendall's reaction to that video, by the way, I thought he acted that so
He's very
well
good.
because he's really
He's very
good.
good. And
He
so
was
is the actor
like,
who's playing Joel, to be fair. Like, he's
yeah,
really
that's very
convincing.
true. Credit to him. I just like Tommy looked like he was like, Tommy knew it was wrong when he was watching
Yeah.
it, but is Joel going to be able to convince him that that way is
See,
okay?
the problem is that the problem that Tommy's got is the fact that he hasn't got anybody else in his mind in terms of mates. You know, everybody else seems to be taking the piss out of him. At the minute, he's just the kid that was talking to AI. You know, he's. And now Joel has effectively taken him under his wing. He makes him laugh. He makes him feel good about himself. He makes him. He, you know, he makes it. He gives him a bit of joy in what was otherwise a little bit of a depressing life that he'd got himself into,
True.
you know? So he's got. If Joel starts kind of seeding these sorts of thoughts into his head, why is he going to argue? He's not going to, right?
No, he's not. It's not. Oh, so he's going to get. Yeah, I think you're right. I
Yeah,
think
Tommy's
Tommy's
an
just
excellent.
fully going to get.
Yeah, he is fully indoctrinated. He's going to get into this, isn't he?
Do you think next Joel's going to start sending this footage to people? I mean,
Yep.
stupid of Ross as well. Like, oh, is that fully deleted? No, have you not heard of
Course it's
recently
not.
deleted,
Was there
mate?
anybody
Come
on earth
on.
other than Ross that thought that it was deleted fully? You know what
Yeah,
I mean?
right.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, and this is the other side of things as well. This recording thing is a very common thing to happen in this sort of environment, because what it is this video is now getting posted online. All right. And I
Yeah, it's
mean,
gonna.
you know, of course it is. It's going on forums, it's going on to, you know, all the different social media sites that he kind of follows. Avani is in for a whole world of pain with this. It's interesting that so you've got Barney in the sort of the background, sort of ready to sort of step forward into this storyline. That's going to be good. I can't wait to sort of see Barney take a bit more of an involved role. I'm worried about Tommy's relationship with Kat,
Yep. Oh, which is
because
already not
which is
great.
already not great, but where I think once you start looking at Kat from a incel perspective, you're
Yes, yeah.
really, really in dangerous territory, aren't you?
Yeah, even more so than he currently is, because he's already showing that he has somewhat of a lack of respect for Kat
Yeah,
anyway. So
hugely,
now,
hugely.
yeah, it's gonna go quite. And then you've got to think Bert
But
and Ernie, are they gonna somehow get
it
influenced
spreads
by it
so
all?
easily. It spreads so easily. I'm curious. I wonder where it's going to go in terms of how far this is going to go across the square. Is it just Tommy, or is he going to be able to get any of the other lads involved? Like Will's quite impressionable, being the age
He's a
he
bit older,
is.
though, I think, Will.
Yeah, true. I mean, is there
You
any other
got
kids
Denzel and
that
Nugget.
Denzel and Nugget? They're a similar age, aren't they? I don't know. I mean, Amy's there as well. I think Amy's going to be a bit of a saving grace throughout this story as well, I think, because
And I don't,
I think she's got the
yeah.
measure of Joel a little bit.
Yeah,
I feel like
I
she
think
has.
she has as well, yeah. And I think Nugget won't turn because he's going to end up finding out this about Avani. Maybe we're going to see a big scuffle with Nugget and
I
Joel.
really want Nugget to step up for this. I really, really do.
Or it's going to be Ravi dangling Joel off a bridge again, perhaps.
I mean, when as soon as Ravi's hair is going to be so static for the next few months, isn't it? It's going to be stuck up constantly out of stress. That's what Ravi's hair does when he's
Yes.
stressed. It's gonna it's gonna look like he's been
Definitely.
attacked with a can of hairspray. I mean, this is really, really good stuff. I'm kind of intrigued by Ross's role in this. Like, what's he doing? He's sort of like pretending. He's sort of trying to pair him, but at the same time trying to convince himself it's not as bad as it actually is. Because if you have just seen this video, you know your son's not changed from where from whatever happened in Australia. He's still a pervert. He's still got no respect for women whatsoever. Clearly, and you yelling at him saying you need to delete that video. Oh right, that's going to fix absolutely everything. Yeah,
I think he's in over his head, isn't he? He don't
completely.
want to. He's scared because he don't want his son to get a criminal record, and he's saying you're going to go on sex offenders register. But actually, I think your kid needs to, if I'm
Oh
quite
yeah,
honest.
I
Like,
think that's where he's
it's hard.
headed.
I'm trying to put myself in those shoes. Obviously, I'm a parent of a girl. I mean, it could easily happen, I guess, in some ways. Like, what would you do to show him morally that you can't do that? If he's not listen, if he's for me, if he's not listened after the upskirting incident in Australia, which was, as far as we know, a learn incident, right? And you go, right, do you know what? I'm going to give him opportunity to learn from this and really hammer home that you don't do this kind of thing. For him to then step it up and do what he's done, I think you need to take a bit more responsibility as a
Absolutely.
parent.
Do you know, when I was in Singapore, they had a sign on all the subways that said, any upskirting, you'll be taken away by the police and beaten. Like whipped, I
Must
think they
it
whipped, I
must
think the
be
phrase
it must
was.
be an issue there
Yeah,
then,
well, it's
because
a corporal punishment.
I know in some Eastern Asian countries they have to have like women own the carriages on trains and stuff, don't they?
It's
Oh
an
God,
issue.
it's
It really, really
scary.
is. This story scares me. It really does, because it's. But I'm so happy they're doing it. Like, because about, like I say, about time. I think everybody's going to be great during it. I think they're really going to. This is just the start of it. They're really going to give it their full attention. This doesn't feel like one of those sort of like issues of the week type stories. Like, this is going to be something that kind of goes on throughout the rest of this year, I think. And fair play to it, because it's going to be rough, but they're doing it in exactly the right way, I think, so far. So. And bring it on, bring it on. It's important. And EastEnders audience is a good audience to sort of give this storyline to as well, because they're quite a young demographic as well. So it's important to sort of give this message. The other question is, which way are they going to go with it with Joel? Are they going to make him so that he's able to pull himself out of this and sort of step out of this culture? Or are they going to leave that to Tommy and sort of give Joel the full sort of villain story and sort of dispose him of him at the end in the villain way?
I'm not sure. I can't quite decide, because this is what I was saying at the start, really, when we started this discussion. Is Joel a victim in some way? Don't get me wrong, I'm not like, but is he a victim in some ways because he's just believing everything he's seen online? Is there going to be some way of him turning around and going, oh wait, that's not how the world works? Or like you said, this blue pill thing, is that it now? There's no turning back for him, which is absolutely terrifying. Because
Because he's
sometimes
so
things like
young.
Well, this is what I was just going to say. Sometimes these realizations come with age as well, like come with learning with you getting older and realizing. I think unless Ross is going to get, I think if he gets Vicky involved and stuff, like then he might have a way of getting through to him. But I mean, at the minute, he can just go, "Oh, you're an old fuddy-duddy. What do you know, Dad? This is how the world is these days." It's that kind of thing that can come into it as well.
It sort of reminds me of what Harvey and Aaron were like when they first arrived. Like Harvey weighing over his head, not knowing exactly how to deal with the situation, knowing what his son was, and just hoping that he'd stop. And it just doesn't happen like that. You know,
Hope it was a phase kind of thing,
it
yeah.
really is that kind of terrifying notion where, yes, the son, the parents of daughters are scared of what's going on, but then the parents of sons are terrified, not when the sons are out, but when they're upstairs in the room that you think they're perfectly safe, but they're having this poison sort of taken into their brains. Like it's terrifying. It really, really is. So absolutely fair play, EastEnders. Do it well, please. Very, very good. God starve us, Sweet Roo.
Do you know what? I'm going to give it to Lauren because I didn't credit Jacqueline Joseph for her giving birth scenes earlier. She did incredibly well. Like, fair play, sir. Lauren for me this
Very,
week.
very good. Yeah, Jacqueline Jossam's amazing this week. What would you define the gold star as actually for, Ri?
Why? Which baddie do you want to give it to? You
Well, I
want to give
just
it to
think that
Joel?
I do, because I think it's just such an important storyline to
Yeah.
do. And
I've given it to Cindy loads of
that's
times. I mean, I
they're not
know,
quite the
like,
same.
yeah.
They're not quite the same. But you know, to be fair, I've given it, I gave mine to Theo once, I think, as well.
Yeah,
So
it's
do you know
fine.
what? I'm gonna give mine to Joel purely because
Does it mean you condone the behaviour if we give him a
no,
gold star?
but
Just to clarify.
they are one of the big sort of moments of the
Yeah.
week that I thought was really worth discussing, and I'm really excited and nervous to sort of see where this storyline goes. So Lauren and Joel for the gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold star is going to, and as usual, we will finish the podcast with some comments from you.
So we've got a comment from Sarah who says, "Great week on the square, really enjoying the menacing slow build to the Joel storyline, and I thought the VE Day celebrations were really moving. EastEnders always does these well, but the added touch of the Nigel storyline made it even more poignant. It's looking increasingly like Nigel's condition is deteriorating at a rapid rate. It's breaking my heart."
I know, it's so sad, isn't it? I'm really intrigued to sort of see where the Phil dynamic comes into this. Because I know they
Yes.
sort of they mentioned it last week, but moving forwards, his kind of grip on reality is getting worse, isn't it? So
And it's like you mentioned earlier, when do you decide whether to tell them the truth about what's going on? I mean, arguably you could have said to him, like, it's not, we're not having a big Queen Vic VE Day celebration, instead of like going, "Let's put one together at the last minute." But of course we wouldn't have had the community episode that we had if they'd not
No, I
decided to
know.
do that.
So it's sort of like trying to work out when to be kind and when to sort of step in, isn't it? It's an odd one.
It'd
But
be
I think it's
interesting
good.
to see Phil, sorry, Phil, like see how to figure that out, because Phil's quite somebody who'll be in denial, so I feel like he'd kind of let Nigel just do his thing rather than maybe tell him the truth.
Yeah,
But
but I think Phil started. The thing is with Phil, he's getting a bit sort of controlling isn't the right word, but he's sort of
yeah,
tr he's taking he's overprotective. You know,
yeah,
saying things like he's going out too much anyway. It's just sort of like
yeah.
I know what you mean, but at the same time, it's sort of like you can't stop him from going out. You know, so
No.
it's at this stage, you know, he's not bedbound or anything. So it's
No.
sort of like, what do you do? Stephen Brody has said about the Joel storyline: if and when Priya and Ravi find out, I really can't imagine they'll want anything but literally death for Joel. I don't think there's anything that would stop them other than arguing which of them will kill him. Yeah. I
Yeah.
don't think it's going to end well for Joel in any way, really, is it? He's messing with the wrong family.
Actually, I could see Ravi being all, "I'm gonna kill him, I'm gonna kill him," and Priya being like, "No, we need to go to the police. We need to handle it the right way because we need to get justice for Ivana. You killing him's not gonna change." I can kind of see that dynamic, maybe. Or even the other way around, arguably, because Priya might be like, "The police don't do anything. Look what happened to that complaint. You need to go and kill him, Ravi." But yeah, either way,
It's
they're gonna want, one
either
of them's gonna
way.
want blood at the very least.
And Wisuki is a grandmother as well. Oh,
Oh.
that boy's a dead boy walking.
Oh.
A dead boy walking. And Pat Taylor has also said that apparently Joel doesn't know whose daughter he's messed with. Bring on the wrath of Ravi and Priya. So there
Yeah,
you go.
there you go.
Bring it on.
We've also got a comment from Annalise who says, mixing the old footage in and having it blend in with present day in black and white and the stories about the harsh realities of actually living through the Blitz were very moving. And then bringing up Martin, I cried several times. It's interesting how Nigel can work a smartphone and recognise Jean by name in the cafe, but still think it's 1995. I don't have much experience with being around people with dementia, but I suppose memory is made of bits and some can flip without it all flipping.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it? Like you can remember everything from 20 years ago and then not remember what you had for breakfast, I think is
Do
the
you know,
situation with it.
again, referring to my granddad, something that always confused me with his dementia, he was at his worst during COVID. He always
Yeah.
remembered he needed a face mask.
Isn't that
It
weird?
was
Yeah.
bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always knew he needed a face mask and like kind of that COVID were going on, but then would think that I was my mum.
Yeah,
It was
strange,
strange.
isn't it? Yeah,
Yeah. So
it's yeah.
I think it is quite an accurate representation because there sometimes isn't any logic in all to which bits of the memory are working and
Yeah.
which bits aren't.
It's so unpredictable as well, isn't it? Like you don't know what side of it is going to be, and it's not like one particular side of it becomes worse one day, because you could be looking at a completely different sort of person in front of you the next day. You know, it's just so unpredictable and scary, bless him. And Sylvia said, I love the black and white old footage, and then the present time made such a good nod to VE Day. Joel not deleting the video is not surprising. He knows his father will protect him, so he doesn't care. Avani is in for a whole lot of heartache, and I'm glad they reopened the bar today. Very fitting. The scene with Nigel was very touching. A powerful episode again today. Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Well done, EastEnders. It's been a good week. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
You
And do you
can.
know what, Rob?
What,
I
Ree?
think we should actually add a bit of alcohol to that coffee and get ourselves an espresso martini at the
Espresso
Soap
Martini. Do you know
Awards.
what? I think, I mean, if you missed it, me and Ria are off to the Soap Awards in a couple of weeks. This is
We've
very
not stopped talking
exciting.
about it, have
We're
we?
so excited.
We're
We're
so
so
giddy.
excited. Giddy with excitement.
Yeah.
Next week on EastEnders, I don't know a huge amount what's kicking off next week, but I do look at the synopsis that the BBC website releases. And the last revelation, the last synopsis of the week is simply the line, Revelations rock for square. So what on earth could that
Interesting.
be about, I wonder? No details apart from that, but that's all we know. Revelations rock the square.
I've got Cindy written all
Oh, you
over it to
think?
me.
Oh, you think? Oh, it could be Nicola. Could be the Nicola stuff.
Oh, Nicola, yeah, it could.
Or the Joel
Oh, could be the
stuff.
Harry, could be the
Could be the Harry
Barney, sorry,
stuff.
situation as well,
Yeah,
yeah.
there's a
Oh,
number
there's
of
so many things.
so many things. Can't wait. Bring it on. And you can join us next week for whatever fallout is occurring. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.